Cotton prices have fallen over the last 15 to 20 days. Considering this is the off-season, the fall in prices comes as a surprise. What is the reason behind this fall in the prices, and how are the coming weeks likely to pan out? MR Subramani, Head Agribusiness and Commodities Vertical, the Hindu Business Line, explains. Welcome, sir. Welcome to BL Podcast. So what's the reason behind this fall in prices?
The fall is very surprising because usually after April, cotton prices tend to go because by that time all the arrivals would have been over. But this year, farmers had held back their cotton. Last year, they got very good prices. So expecting the same trend, they had held back cotton this year. And interestingly, some of the farmers in Maharashtra and Karnataka, they had stored cotton on their terraces, they had stored it in their backyards. So they were not willing to sell, and it really caused a confusion among the trade whether cotton production was lower this year compared to last year and whether we were facing one of the lowest production in recent years. But over the last few weeks, we have been seeing a different trend in particular. And from May 1 till date, the surprising trend that we are seeing on the arrivals is that arrivals are at a 9-year high. Earlier, we saw this trend only in 2014-15. Now we are seeing this trend. Then during 2014-15, we had a record crop of 398 lakh bales. But now the crop, there is confusion over crop with some traders putting it around 360, some putting it out 340 lakh bales. Today, the government said it is going to be about 343 lakh bales, and a section of the trade or led by the Cotton Association of India has pegged it lower than the 300 lakh bales. So there is a confusion, but what we are seeing is, I mean, we had been, business line did say that farmers are storing cotton and they are not bringing it expecting higher prices. That is proving to be right. And what we are seeing is because farmers are bringing more cotton into the market, the arrivals are at 9-year high, so let's not discount that or discard that. As a result, prices have gone down by nearly 10% this month. Per candy prices are now around, per candy is about 356 kg, so those prices have now dropped to levels of 57,500. On M6 also, the futures for that ends in June, prices are around the same level. If you look at the seed cotton or the kapas price, they have now dropped to levels of 6,750 to 7,000, depends on which market, but they have fallen down from, say, an average of 8,000 we saw earlier this season. Last year, all these prices were double the MSP. Last year, the MSP of over 10,000 rupees a quintal. This year, there has been average 8,000 rupees per quintal until April, but now they have now dropped to levels of 6,750 to 7,000 rupees a quintal.
How are the coming weeks likely to pan out? So from now to the end of June, how are the coming weeks likely to pan out in general?
Arrivals will continue to be around current levels until the end of June, because after that, farmers will have to start sowing. One of the reasons why farmers have come out with their stocks is that they thought prices will go up. Two, there has been a total lack of demand in cotton yarn and clothing. See, that sector is a bit down. What we heard is that they are holding even yarn stocks of over 1.5 years. There's totally no movement. There's no export demand. So all this has created a sort of panic. The market is looking for some clue towards the end of this week or probably early next week to see how US fixes its bank rate. If it is going to hold back any rise in the bank rates, if there's going to be any hold in the interest rates, then probably we can see market looking up a bit.
Do you think this is a regular demand supply chain issue, or is it more than that?
No, this is basically an issue of oversupply during a lean season. That's it. Because see, summer usually production also tapers a bit because of heat, and many people could be, the laborers could be on leave, they could go on holidays with their kids and other things. So we are having an excess supply, and supply is more than what is required. Also, what is happening is spinning mills are holding about 2 months stocks. Then yarn also more than 1.5 months stock. All this, you know, there's a sort of overcapacity or what you call there's a deluge of stocks. So that has resulted in prices coming under pressure.
Is this situation likely to ease beyond June?
There is one positive thing to look at. See, because of this fall, now Chinese cotton prices are at least 10,000 rupees a candy, higher than India. So what the trade expects is some sort of export demand for cotton to come in. Once that demand comes in, and once exports start happening, then we could see some sort of stabilization of the prices or even looking up a bit. But this trend will continue for, say, for the next couple of weeks until those inquiries or, those who are looking for stocks, start really entering into deals.
As of May 25th, how are the prices of cotton in the market?
Yeah, so what is happening is raw cotton is between 600 and 6,700. Raw cotton is is sold at between 6,750 and 7,000 a quintal, whereas ginned cotton is costing around 57,500 a candy of 356 kg.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your insights on BL Podcast. This is Siddharth signing off.